This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I am ready to jam today on the show because I'm so inspired by you. I'm so inspired by you. I'm talking to you, listeners, you watchers, the things you've submitted. The contest winners will be revealed this very evening. If you don't know what we're talking about, Super Don will fill us in a little bit. Also, you've elevated Super Don's game tonight. And I'm not propping him up so he'll take a big fall. No, there's no way he can fall off of this one. There's some fun stuff happening tonight. We put out a request. Hey, y'all want to win some stuff? We got some Outlaw Vaccines t-shirts that Sally El Cordy sent us. Great t-shirts. I wear mine proudly. Those that were willing to wear it. Also, there's some organic greens and some stuff that Ty Bollinger and Organic sent us to give away. But we said, you know, you got to earn it. You can't just show up and go, give me my stuff. This is not a show about socialism. You got to earn it. And so we just kind of on the fly, Super D and me, came up with some ideas. Hey, throw up some, well, no throwing up, not that kind of throw up. Throw out some ideas for 2018. A good positive healing message for 2018 includes something about the Robert Scott Bell Show, The Power to Heal is Yours, and we'll see who brings it, who's got game. And if so, we'll, you know, listen, we made up the rules, we can decide who wins. And the submissions are in. I don't know if there's room for one more submission or not, Super D, you'll have to let me know, but second hour, we're going to get to it. Do you have any sneak previews about what we're going to do for that next hour?
Stay tuned. And if you know you were feeling a little apprehensive about calling in and being a part of the contest, after you hear what we got today, maybe you'll be encouraged to get in there and throw your two cents in there as well, because this was cool. We're gonna have to do this again, but yeah, stay tuned for hour two because it's gonna be fun.
Oh my God, yeah, you can just tune out now. Forget what we're gonna do for the first hour. Wait till the second, right? It's gonna be awesome. Anyway, welcome all, one and all. We're on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're not sure where you are, it's GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Streaming live there and, of course, on our radio affiliates around the country. And afterwards, many different sites you can pick it up on, including UK Health Radio. And now simulcasting through that thing called YouTube. That's it, YouTube. And you can find all of that at robertscottbell.com. It is a rather auspicious day for another reason. Something, you know, for me, it's every day, every waking hour, every sleeping hour, and every minute in between. It's a day to celebrate this particular day. And I was just made aware of it perhaps today, interestingly enough. It's called Religious Freedom Day. How many of y'all knew that? Raise your hand. Anybody? Religious Freedom Day today. The 16th of January every year. Now, maybe it's just limited to Virginia because this goes back to Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. And each year on January 16th, celebrating Religious Freedom Day in commemoration of the passage of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, which was written by Thomas Jefferson and ushered through the Virginia legislature by James Madison. And we have an extract I want to read for you, but I also want to, hold on here, Super Don, say a word for a second here.
Say a word? A word.
Okay. Yes, a word.
What is a word?
All right, you did it. You held me. All right, so I also have something here. Let's see. I printed this out, too, interestingly enough. So we've given Jeff Sessions some grief because of his irrational, closed-minded, shut-down, darkened view of cannabis, the plant, right? But I want to give him some props because this comes from October 6, 2017, okay? During the first year of the Trump administration. And it's a memorandum for all executive departments and agencies from the Attorney General, federal law protections for religious liberty. And you read through this, I guess front and back, I don't know how many pages, it's a bunch of pages here. But this is really profound because it sets the tone for, again, what I like about Jeff Sessions. That, you know, you have religious beliefs and convictions and you live them. You espouse them, and particularly behind it all is religious freedom. Even though Jeff Sessions loses it on the concept of the Constitution and the authorities and the limitations of the enumerated powers of the on the federal level. Let me just put this back in my folder here. It's always going to be a mixed bag in government. You're going to have people that pay lip service to one part of the Constitution, but they don't like the other, right? When Obama was in the presidency, the left hated nullification. They hated the 10th Amendment Center and the 10th Amendment because it was for racists, right? Now that Trump is in, they love the 10th Amendment. They even love concepts like beyond nullification. How about secession, right? California wants to secede. So there's this is what I call fair-weather constitutionalists, perhaps also fair-weather religionists. And when I speak of religious freedom, and Super Don, you know this, we wouldn't have been together so long here on radio. It's not about a 501c3 church, religion, mosque, synagogue, you know, church building. It isn't about membership in an official, what they call organized religion. If you want to do that, if it makes you happy, you're fulfilled, but that's great. This is what a religious freedom is about. But it's also the religious freedom that means you can worship in your way without four walls and a steeple. However you believe, as long as you harm no one else, deceive no one else in terms of deceptive practices to sneak somebody in and do something horrible to them, right? There's always limits to that. The concept of the First Amendment, limitation, don't yell fire in a crowded theater, somebody might get hurt. Of course, you're instigating some dangerous situations that are not, it's kind of reckless behavior. Kind of like what I said on the air before about people that don't want to have a license to drive, and I agree, because licensure, it's about asking permission for something that is a right. Now, the right to drive is not truly a right because driving is defined as a commercial activity. Yeah, you're carrying goods or services or passengers or something for profit, for money, as opposed to just traveling between point A and point B. You're moving from one place to another. There's a distinct difference. But I've been hopefully schooling y'all or learning y'all about the subtle yet important distinction of definitions of words that you use. And understand that the word that you use out here could mean something totally different in another environment. And it's an important distinction. And that's where I come back to the Religious Freedom Day that we should celebrate every day. It means that the government cannot stop you from worshiping as you see fit. And it also cannot sanction one religion over another. Despite the fact that it has, and it chose not Christianity, not Judaism, not Islam, it chose the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So even as we celebrate this day, I want you to recognize that most of the states of the Union and the federal government have adopted a church in violation of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, among other things in there. Now, this is an excerpt from the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, the brilliant Thomas Jefferson wrote. And some of this I'm going to have to paraphrase a little bit because some of the verbiage is different than when we would use it today in 2017, 2018 now, isn't it? Am I right? Is it 2017 or 2018, Super Don? Remind me.
2018.
Okay. Unless you're in a time machine, who cares, right? That our civil rights have no dependence on our religious opinions any more than on our opinions in physics or geometry. We, the General Assembly of Virginia, do enact that no man shall be compelled to frequent or support any religious worship, place, or ministry whatsoever, nor shall be enforced, restrained, molested, or burdened in his body or goods, nor shall otherwise suffer on account of his religious opinions or belief, but that all men shall be free to profess and by argument to maintain their opinions in matters of religion, and that the same shall in no wise diminish, enlarge, or affect their civil capacities. Folks, there are so many things, if you really took those words to heart and studied and understood the true origin of these United States, of the organic American Republican form of government that took the sovereignty away from the kings and the queens of old, and even away from the government in whatever form, and brought it back to the auspices where it had probably never been in recorded history. That is, the sovereignty was invested in you by your birth of, well, a divine nature, not the divine right of kings, unless you were all considered kings. Kind of like Michael Badnarik, my buddy, his book, Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms, that each and every one of us are kings and queens in our own right. We have no right to violate the rights of others, and that includes the right to their religious liberty. They may believe differently than you, as long as they don't violate and force you to believe the way they believe or engage in acts that are abhorrent to you because of your religious beliefs. All was cool. And see, this is the controversy about, well, a gay couple came in and wanted cake from a devoutly Christian religious man who runs a cake shop. He says, I can't do that. It violates my religious beliefs. And then they say, how dare you? You are homophobic. You are racist. It's not that. And you're violating his fundamental religious tenets, beliefs, even if you disagree with them. It's okay that you disagree with them. You can find them abhorrent. But it doesn't give you a right to violate them. Now, let's step it back into the government and go, hey, I have very specific beliefs, and I just don't spew them out on the show. I give you principles, and I want you to apply them in your church religious beliefs, wherever it is, because I believe in the love that flows from creation itself. And it manifests many different ways, in many different languages, in many different religious beliefs, etc. We have all been created by God, on some level, whatever you believe it to be. And that divinity shall be honored. And our government is violating it every which way, especially in the health and healing realm. But even simultaneous to that, in the traveling realm, the movement about the earth cabin, there are threats to your religious liberty, and I'm not at liberty to talk about them directly. But I am at liberty to say that I'm doing my level best behind the scenes to go head on and push back in an area that they don't belong. And that is why I would like for you to tell somebody that it is Religious Freedom Day and try your level best to explain what that means in a way that doesn't violate their religious freedom. And yeah, we can get along because it's in our own best interest. Those who are manipulating us through their strings, it's not in their best interest for us to get along, because when we do, we don't need a lot from them. And that's awesome. That means more freedom, religious and otherwise.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Knocking everything over here.
Outlaw vaccines, I got the t-shirts. Somebody's going to win them tonight. More than one. We got some giveaways happening. You all check out the shirts and get ready. Somebody's going to win. Maybe a few somebodies are going to win. It's going to be awesome. We have contests going on. Those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know, and some of you have submitted. There might be times and opportunities for more of that because we've had a really fun time with it, and we'll reveal some of that next hour. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see some of the sneak previews in the show notes there, thanks to Super Don. Do you believe? I believe! What do you believe? Well, what you believe is your freedom. And we believe in your freedom here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially the freedom to heal. The freedom to heal in a way that may be in opposition to the official state-sanctioned Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Hats off to John Rappaport. We modified that term when he originally came up with this concept of the Church of Biological Mysticism. Now, there's a lot of mysticism going on as it relates to the flu shot propaganda. And they keep coming at it. I've said this over the past months when they started admitting the failure of their flu shots. 5, 10, 15% efficacious. And I'm thinking, how is it? We've known that that's the truth, but it has been never pronounced by the authorities, the authoritarians, in admitting it in public discourse, in mainstream media announcements and pronouncements. At the same time, of course, they still got their talking head, dunderheaded, Doug Reed medical professionals going, well, still do your flu shots, the best thing. They're like bobbleheads, these bobbleheaded doctors. I mean, I just go ahead, make a fool of yourself, go ahead. But now we have another level of this propaganda. And it all is precipitating the introduction of the universal Google flu shot that we announced yesterday. Headline reads, previous influenza virus exposures enhance susceptibility in another influenza pandemic. Now, Super D, I don't know. What are you getting from this? What are you taking from this? I mean, to me, it says, my goodness, if you've been exposed to a flu before, we used to argue that now you have immunity for something. That's a good thing. But now, It's going to increase your likelihood that you're going to succumb and die from it. So how are they then going to usher in another vaccine, since we've already covered other vaccines that have shown exactly that? That if you get, what was it out in the Philippines, they found this out.
That's right. That's right. Which, by the way, they're getting refunded. By the way, Sanofi, I think it was Sanofi, has agreed to refund them like $28 million on the vaccines that they bought.
Yeah, but only because Duterte was going to send a bunch of machete-wielding Filipinos over to the headquarters to take them out. They're like, here's your refund. I'm sorry. We didn't mean to do it.
So, this article just really grabbed me because it was just so counterintuitive. It's like, if you get the flu, it's going to make you more susceptible to the flu. That goes against everything that I've heard. But if you get this particular one in this particular situation in this particular way, and then so it might make you more susceptible to this other particular thing. It sounds like a total exception to the rule to the umpteenth degree. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you read through it, and then you get to the end of the article, and, of course, what are they doing? This is yet another example of how they are trying to prop up the up-and-coming universal flu vaccine that Google is paying for and that is going to come out and save the world from this horrible, nasty vaccine that they've been giving to everybody and forcing down everybody's throat for so many years now that was supposed to be the thing to take, right? Now it's not. And this is weird. I've never heard this before, that getting the flu can make you susceptible to getting the flu. What?
Well, they're arguing that you become weaker each time and therefore the vaccine can save you, but at the same time, they're dissing on their own vaccines that have precipitated this, the very same thing occurring. So they have got it wrong from the word go, and that's the point of this. If you really study immunology, you recognize that the immune system is way more complicated than just an antibody, right? We've talked about this. Tatiana Ubukanich has been on this show talking about it. She is an actual PhD immunologist, and there's so much more to it, yet they're coming back and saying, well, but this one, this universal one, this will be different, right? They might impact on different proteins, whatever, but the same concept applies, and they don't want to apply common sense to it. That the human immune system, based on a healthy terrain, a healthy microbiome, a functional metabolic system in toto, based on having adequate vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, essential fats, detoxification capacity, hydration, immune modulation. Did I say detoxification? I'm going to say it again. These are the things that prevent the flu or help you get over it and through it, no matter how many times you are exposed. And we'll continue to push that because that is the truth.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Got my Echo water, got my hydrogen coming in, and floating on hydrogen bubbles. Everybody check it out, robertswater.com, and you can get some Echo water, too. A lot of different options. Let's see, what else we got? We got contest winners today. Okay, warning for old married men. I think that means you and me, Super D. Not that we're married to each other. That's a radio marriage. That's different. But you know what I'm saying? You found something that's going to, I think we're going to be in trouble. Or maybe I'll speak for myself. Yeah. I will be in big trouble.
Are you going to be in trouble?
I think I will. I think I will
I'm
be.
Not. I'm not going to be in trouble.
Dude, you're a better man than me. And you're a grandpa. No, I'm not even
I'm not saying that. It's just,
I'm a cad. I mean,
I've never had a problem with it. So. Okay.
Right. Yeah. We'll find out. We'll see what happens. Of course, there's always another way. All right. Well, listen, we've got all kinds of cool things, including occasionally folks will tell us something. They won't ask us something. They'll tell us something.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
We got a comment of the day. I love comments of the day because they're really low key and normally we don't have to do anything, right? With questions of the day, man, I've got to engage my brain, my mind and stuff. I get, whatever. But no, I like them both. Absolutely. It's great. And even if the comments are not really great, don't mind at all, do we? I mean, we don't mind constructive criticism and sometimes silly stuff where you're like, really?
Feel free to write in. Tell us how much we suck. It's okay. We'll read it on the air.
Yeah. Let's see if this one is saying that. I have a sense that it might not be. This is coming from Doug in Oregon. Not far from you, apparently, there, Super D. And it says, hi, RSB and Super D. They referenced you, so you're on the hook for whatever's going on in this one, buddy.
Okay.
I have been listening to your show for years and finally getting around to posting a comment. I'm a 15-year allopathic practitioner in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Wow.
And clawing my way out slowly. You know what? When you say it that way, Doug, it sounds like you're Doogie Howser. You're 15 years old and you're a doctor. I don't think you meant it that way. But 15 years you've been a doctor, I think that's what it means. And clawing my way out slowly. I've healed myself of Crohn's and asthma and absolutely declined any chemotherapy to, quote-unquote, manage my symptoms. Doug, I like you more every sentence. I would like to submit that the MD stands for most dangerous.
Ooh.
It's coming from an insider, folks. It's not me. I didn't come up with that. Most dangerous. Most of the MDs I have worked with are clueless. And in fact, I got to read this right, make sure I'm getting it. In fact, here we go. You're going to like this because these two words together, Super D, you enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the MDs I have worked with are clueless and, in fact, in a cognitive dissonance that is challenging to break. Yeah, cognitive dissonance is hard to break because the people in it don't want to be broken from it. Okay? Dr. Doug continues, I have taught dozens of my fellow practitioners, friends, and family how to break out of the matrix. Thanks to John. I think he's referencing John Rappaport there. Yeah. I enjoy your show and hope to meet you one day. Doug from Oregon. And Doug, Dr. Doug, dude, you have earned the moniker. And I will say that with you, it's not most dangerous. Again, well, it could be considered most dangerous to your profession because they'll say, you're a turncoat. How dare you speak out against our church, our religion, our group, our cult, the cult of modern medicine, which spelled properly would be M-E-D-I-S-I-N. You got it? Yeah, I think you got it. And so this is the point where I acknowledge, so that I don't get all the tomatoes thrown at me by doctors, that I appreciate the doctors in emergency room, trauma, surgical, there are life-saving aspects to allopathic medicine. I've never not said that. But sometimes you have to say it again or else people go off the rails with these commentary. But Doug, thank you and I appreciate you and I would love to meet you one day. Probably be easy to meet Super Don sooner because he's in Oregon as well. Maybe you can coordinate that. So
yeah,
pretty cool.
Not too terribly far.
No. Yeah.
Dude, thanks, Doug.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Sir. I think we're gonna have to celebrate.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
I like it when new listeners, they hear that and they go, Robert, are you a pothead? Do you smoke pot? No. If I did, whoop-de-doo. But no. Honestly, this plant has been given a bad name for 70-plus years now. We've got to get over it. And there are those that are saying, even within the industry, you got to get over it. And that's a point that I have made a lot of times here. That I don't even like to use the word marijuana because it's a slang word. It could be argued to be a racist word if Mexicans are a race. I know these are nuanced arguments, perhaps. I don't know. But the idea of the term marijuana came out because, the Mexicans are smoking that stuff. So we call it marijuana instead of cannabis or hemp. And then people are, we don't want to be like them, right? So that could be culturalist.
Yeah. I think that's old thinking.
Yeah.
I do. I don't think most people subscribe to that. Of course, I could be wrong, but
which part?
About what you call it. You know, it's like marijuana, weed, pot, grass, ganja, whatever. I, you know, it's like who cares what the word is. You know,
for
everybody
me,
knows what it is.
I listen, for me, it's the word marijuana because of the origin of it, what the reason and purpose was. I don't really have a problem. I love calling it weed. I think that's fun.
Here's the reason why I think probably a lot of people don't care is because they don't know the origin of the word. It just is. That's just what it is, and it just happens to have some other names, but that all means the same thing, and so they don't associate it with being something that's racist, although... Mm-hmm. I find it interesting in this day and age where everybody is so triggered so easily, you know, about things that are being racist, that this isn't something that has fallen into that category. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and I would like to bring it up because, you know, when they yell, I don't know, it's not equivalent to fire in a crowded theater. We talk about First Amendment, but when they call you a racist because you have beliefs that are different. And again, for me, it does bother me. And again, I'm an easygoing guy, but I like to call people out. It's like, dude, do you even know the definition of the word you're using? Use it properly. If you're going to use it properly. I think that, I'm a stickler like that, like we are of our generation, the last generation that cares about spelling and grammar. Millennials, take
a
hint.
Right.
But the marijuana industry gets blunt. This is the headline at the San Diego Union-Tribune. Stop using the word pot. Now, granted, if you're in the business world, these words probably, connote Jeff Spicoli, stoner surfer dudes. By the way, surfer, stay out of the ocean. Don't drink the ocean water. Apparently, you've got lots of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. We covered that yesterday. But I think it's interesting that the industry itself is trying to, quote-unquote, police itself and say, you know what, stop using these terms. I agree for the most part because the words have been altered to the point where we can't get to the real meaning. So if we use more neutral words that are still accurate or perhaps even more accurate, like cannabis, like hemp, I think we can get further along. Now, that's not me playing grammar police. You're not allowed to say it. That's not what I'm saying. But in certain arenas, I think it's probably wise to use different words. I always talk about words have meaning, definitions. What do they mean to the person receiving them or hearing them? You've got to take that into consideration.
Yes. Whatever. It does, again, I think I'm even less, concerned about the term pot. Again, I understand that, years ago, you're a pothead. It was used in a derogatory way. You can sanitize it. Cannabis. It sounds weird to me that way, but at the same time, it's accurate.
Are you telling me I sound weird every time I use the word cannabis? It sounds like cannabis.
No.
I don't think I say it that way.
I use it too, but it's, I don't know.
You're a pothead.
It's too many syllables. It's easier to say pot, right?
Hemp. Come on, hemp. You can do it.
Hemp.
All right. Let's go to the next cannabis update. By the way, brought to you by our friends at CV Sciences. Go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Have it shipped directly to you so the Muscatine police don't raid you in Iowa, thunderheads. We want you to have access to cannabis in the hemp form, however you believe it's right for you, but the CBD form can be accessed. So go ahead and get it. And pluscbdoil.com, 15% off if you enter the code RSB15 when you check out. Hemp industry lawsuit challenging DEA's position on CBD picks up support of 28 U.S. legislators. A bipartisan congressional coalition. This is good. Push back against the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's assertion that cannabidiol and extracts derived from hemp are Schedule I substances. It's about dang time. And, of course, you've got Senator Rand Paul, Republican. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat. Representative Jared Polis, Democrat. They filed on Thursday an amicus brief in support of the Hemp Industries Association's lawsuit challenging the DEA's new rule, on marijuana extracts. And they've got to push back. Of course, the dilemma that they're not addressing in this suit, I don't think, is the treaty angle, which we've covered for many years, and recently somebody else wrote about it. But I agree, it's ludicrous at this point that local police departments are trying to interpret DEA pronouncements and making them law on the state and local level for a substance derived from a plant, and this particular substance, CBD, not causing people to get high and drive off the road because they're hallucinating. So the validity of the claim via the suit, I think, is real, it's solid, and now we have, again, a bipartisan issue. All of y'all are for bipartisanship. The left don't like Rand Paul so much. The right don't like Wyden so much. But like Ron Paul and his example, you find out where you can get along, and you get along for all that it is worth in those arenas. And that's an example of what's going on here. Hemp Industries Association filed this petition with the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, claiming the DEA overstepped its bounds when enacting a rule for the new drug code for marijuana derivatives such as cannabidiol, better known as CBD. And we covered that intensely, I think, with our good buddy Stuart Tomp a few months ago, or maybe it's only a month or two ago. It's going so fast.
We did. And, you know, this is just more good news. And I think, you know, listen, take the news like this to counter the fear that they're trying to put out there, especially with this latest thing with Jeff Sessions. There's a lot of support within government, within Congress, to deschedule cannabis. See, I said cannabis.
You said it. You're busted. Yeah. All right, not in a bad way. Listen, it's changing. They're not going to win on this issue. Any more than they're going to win on the attack on homeopathy issue. There's a comment period that's still open for another couple of months, I believe. I'm not prepared to go deeper into it now. We're investigating further. But suffice it to say, I would encourage y'all, if you use homeopathy, you care about health, freedom, and healing liberty, to let the FDA know what you feel about their attack on it. And we'll revisit that issue as well. All right, old married men, big trouble, not for Super D, but probably for me. Coming up after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we were just talking about old 45s, the vinyl little singles that you get, records, record players, little stereos we had. Super Don, we're old. We're old. And we're old men, old married men. No way that the millennials are going to think we're anything but old at this point. I mean, we're cool. I grant you that. We're awesome and cool, but we're old.
And have you ever tried to have a conversation with you know, a young person trying to explain to them that there was an advantage and a difference, a real difference in the sound of music when you were listening to a record or even a good cassette tape versus what you hear on, like, digital now with CDs and stuff like that? There's there's something missing from the music, you know?
Yeah, when you go digital, how would you describe it? It's lacking warmth. There's something that is missing. And you
there's
know,
a depth.
There's a depth. And the people that are musicians of our era, they will say that, and then the young people won't believe them. And then if you get them in if you get them in front of speakers connected to that old school way, they're like, oh, I never heard it like that. So there is evidence that some of the old stuff is better. And the new Disney stuff.
We are so old. Yeah. Oh, this is stuff our parents used to say.
Well, this is me stalling. I don't want to do this next story.
All right. Well, we got to do it.
And no, we don't.
Listen. What? I don't see this as being a bad story. Mm-hmm. Now, for all the wives out there that happen to be listening, watching in the YouTube channel, here's a story, and I think you might appreciate this. They did a study, and they found.
Hold on. Honey? Turn off the radio, turn off the YouTube stream for a moment. No, yeah, turn it off.
All right.
Okay,
well,
let's start off
with a headline. Here's the headline. Why older men should do more housework. Oh, wait a minute. I can hear applause coming from the YouTube chat room already.
Yeah. Oh, hush. Okay, yes. Go ahead. Make your case.
So, basically, they found, and this is kind of a no-brainer, really.
Okay.
Do guys like to do housework? Of course guys don't like to do housework. But you guess what? The women don't like to do it either. And I think there's a stereotype there where it's just like, you know, the women are the ones that are supposed to vacuum the floor and do the dishes and dust the shelves and fluff the pillows and stuff. You know, and I've never, I was brought up as doing household work and chores and stuff like that. And then... You know, then I got married and stuff. And it's like, housework is just a thing that needs to be done, and for me, you share the housework that needs to be done. You know, I mean, that's just a thing. It's never been a stereotype for me.
Isn't that why you have kids?
Well, eventually you get the kids involved, but you don't usually have kids starting off right away. But basically, what this whole thing boils down to is that doing housework is good for your health. You know, not only the physical part of doing the housework, but also the emotional and, I guess you could even say spiritual part of sharing those things and that relationship that you have with your spouse or your significant other. And it also helps with sleep and things of that nature. So get up, move around, clean the house. It's good for you. It's good for your health.
The study said that they had found significant gender differences in the distribution of housework among the elderly. Are we talking about gender-defined roles here? Because that could be...
Yeah, well, I think this was more focused on, 65 years and older.
Oh, so it's a whole different generation now. Okay.
It found that, the women were doing more housework than the men. And I think that's something that, in society, is something that's not that uncommon.
Super, Don, you've dug me such a deep hole, I don't think I'm going to show up for the show tomorrow night. You're going to have to...
Oh, whatever. Will you be doing laundry or something? Or?
I'm going to be so exhausted from doing all the work tomorrow. I'll be napping by the time the show arrives. So, big trouble. Super D.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to get you in trouble.
Now, I was liking where we were going, and then you just throw me to the wolves.
Wow.
No, honey, you're not a wolf. That's not what I meant. I'm sorry. All right, I'm digging a deeper hole. Oh, this is bad. Bad. I'm going to have to see if I can, recover on the news break and come back and do the second hour, because I'm excited about the second hour. It'll make it all good. It'll make it all worthwhile and work right. That is, y'all entered the contest. Yes, not the clearinghouse sweepstakes publishing nonsense. Something you could actually win. And somebody's going to win this organic greens from Organics I'm holding right in my hand now. A few t-shirts from our friend and activist Sally L. Cordy that says Outlaw Vaccines. The submissions were out of this world fantastic. And Super Don took one of them to a whole other level. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after the news with that and a whole lot more. Because the power to heal and clean the house is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.